Hello, girls. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. I am so annoyed right now. I just saw a commercial for Priceline with William Shatner, the murderer who killed his wife, drowned her in a swimming pool, has never gone to jail for it, just puts his old scrawny little hand on this young, cute girl and tries to get the price brought down on a Priceline deal to Chicago. I am annoyed, and I want all of my moms to write Priceline this morning. Dana, good
yes.
morning.
Good morning.
Have you seen this commercial?
I have, and I thought it was funny. I didn't know William Shatner killed his wife.
First of all, what's up with that? Number one, what do you mean it's funny? So let's put it this way. This old goat, this is another example of, like, sexist, disgusting things that go on in this country that make me crazy. Like, this young girl's going to be interested in that old fart? I mean, he's like 162.
Look at Anna Nicole Smith. Come on.
Well, forget Anna Nicole Smith. But this is Priceline. They're trying to sell things to their consumers. And I find that offensive. First of all, you don't know the story. Don't you remember a few years ago his wife was found drowned in the swimming pool, floating in the swimming pool?
And I don't remember the story. Seriously.
Anyway, supposedly she fell in. Mm-hmm. And he was in the den. The story, you know, behind the lines, I mean, there's many rumors that he actually killed her, but it can't be proven.
Of course.
He had a young girlfriend. This is my theory. Anytime a wife is dead, the husband did it. Most every time. Let's face facts. That's number one. So I just want to say, anyone who is bored, has nothing to do, take 5 minutes, email Priceline, go to comments, and say that you find, as a woman, it offensive that old man, William Shatner, in parentheses, who murdered his wife, is sexually harassing the girl. Really, that's what that is, sexual harassment. If you were at work, Dana.
Yes.
Okay, and you're working for Priceline, and you're at a hotel desk clerk or whatever, and some old goat puts his hand and rubs your hand. Ooh, is that going to turn you on so much you're going to lower the price by $100?
It depends on how much money he has. No, it is.
It's offensive.
It is. Okay.
It's sexual harassment. I want women to write in. Okay. That's number one. Number two, where the hell is the budget boot camp, Dana? We are all waiting for it. We're getting sick of waiting. I am sick of waiting. This budget boot camp better be up on Monday morning. Girls, I promise you, this budget boot camp is going to be up on Monday morning no matter what. You better get your act together, Dana. Today is your last day.
And girls, if you don't hear from me ever again, it's because Darla had the mob come after me.
I had the mob. Well, you know, I am a murderer. I am bringing all the girls to Disney World from what I hear from Bev's lunatic husband.
Okay. I was just catching up on that post. I'm about ready to die.
First of all, all right, so this is, I have to be honest. Now, it's out. He's on to me. My goal has really been to whore out the housewives, to get them all to Disney World. That's where we're going, girls. Ta-da! Now you know, the big announcement, we can make it, Dana.
All right, we're going to Disney World. I don't have to have any more people bribing me. We can say it.
We are going to Disney World, girls, and the reason I chose Disney World is this. Number one, the airfare to Disney is always cheap. Right now, join up on southwest.com. Join up for the ding. You'll see a button, D-I-N-G, up on top. Join up for the ding. Every once in a while, they will hit the ding, and you'll hear ding on your computer, and that means you have like a half an hour to get $69 to Florida. And so you're going to sign up for that. That's number one. Number two, I figured this. If all of us go to Las Vegas, okay, and Bev's husband ends up sleeping with Vicky, we're in trouble. Okay? Too many things go on in Vegas. I've been there. It leads to wild things. So you know what? I said, let's just stay away from that. Going to a cruise, I said, you know what? We're all stuck together on that cruise. When we're floating in the water, there's no way off.
And who knows? I mean, if Vicky sleeps with Bev's husband,
it could be a problem.
He might end up in the water. It could get ugly.
And if I try to murder some of these women like Bev's husband thinks I'm going to do, you know, the cruise is too obvious. You know, it'll be all over the news. I figured Disney World is perfect. This is why. Women who want to come alone can come alone. Women who want to come with their children can bring their children. If you want to bring your husbands, you can bring your husbands. I set it up as a family weekend. It's going to be a 4 or 5 day trip. You get to choose. And what happens is the husbands can play golf. We're going to have golf outings set up for the men. Every night we're going to eat dinner together. We have a barbecue one night. You know that Mickey and Minnie barbecue, the hoedown. It's going to be the happy housewife hoedown because we're all a bunch of hoes, according to Bev's husband. And then one night we're going to have the luau. How great is that? We're going to have a happy housewives luau. And then one night when we first get there, we're going to have a happy housewives cocktail party. We'll all get to meet each other's children, meet each other's husbands. And we will be staying in the Coronado Springs Hotel. And I want to tell you guys this. I love all of you. But shut the hell up. This is it. This is done. If you don't like it, don't come. I don't want to hear a big poll on the website. Who really wants to go to Disney World or who'd rather go anywhere else? Guess what?
See, now, girls, you know what I have to put up with.
Christina has worked so hard putting this package together. She's getting the best price. All the prices she will post, all the information will be posted. I don't want to misquote any prices, but it's a great deal. Everything is included. You pay one fee for your family or however many people are going, and the meals are included, except for lunch. You're on your own. The meals are included. The park hopper pass is included, and we could walk around together in the park. We could leave each other. It's a perfect situation because this way you're stuck with each other if you want to be. And if you feel like going off with your own family, you can.
That's perfect.
I think it's great. And this is the big thing. I only booked 200 rooms. So the first 200 families who sign up, and it's not, you know, it's going to be for all of our Happy Housewife Club members, not just the forums, Dana. We're going to send out a newsletter to all of our members, and we have 20,000 members. You know that. So, girls, you're going to have to act fast when Christina posts the information, whether you want to go or not. And once you pay, you cannot back out. And nobody is going to not be able to go because of money. Because whatever you can't pay, what we're going to do, Dana, is we're going to start a little help a housewife get on this trip fund. And if you could put in $1 a week or $5 a week to help another mom go, that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
How great is that?
Perfect.
It's perfect. And what we're also going to do to raise money for our trip is just like the brownies do, because I'm a brownie leader. We are going to sell our things. So I want everyone to start posting what you have around the house, and let's have online garage sales and sell it to each other. I mean, who knows? You could have something laying around that someone else wants. I have a beautiful pink Lloyd's of London coat for my daughter, full length, one of those pink fancy coats from last year, size 4. It's a $150 coat. You know, whoever wants it, $20. So we'll do things like that to raise money. Everything in the garage sales is going to go into the Help a Housewife Go to Disney World trip.
Okay.
Do you like that idea, Dana?
I do.
And on top of that, moms, every one of you, if you start your cookie jar savings that Dana put up there and you put $5 a week in the fund for yourself, you'll have plenty of money to go. Okay? By the time it's, you know, time to go, put $5 in, $10 in, whatever you can afford. And a lot of you waste money on crap, and you know it. Okay? I'm the first one. If I just take my money that I spend on macchiatos, whatever they're called, caramel macchiatos, macchiatos.
What the hell is a macchiato?
I don't know. Macchiati? I can't even pronounce it.
Mai Tai?
This caramel macchiato, that's how you pronounce it, from Starbucks, which I love.
Oh.
And, you know, I've spent like $5 a day at Starbucks. So that money is going to – I'm not going to go to Starbucks. It's going into the housewife fund. And
perfect.
I am excited, Dana. So everyone knows. Woohoo! only the people who listen to the podcast are going to know. Let's not post it right now. Let's just see who listens to the podcast and see who breaks the news.
It's going to be Sarah. I'll bet you $5 it'll be Sarah. Suburban Oblivion.
How do you know?
Because she's been making posts on the podcast. Where's the next podcast?
You know, yeah. I did two podcasts this week, and both of them I lost. I'm having a problem with Skype. So, you know, once we get Todd, our stud computer guy, to fix this, things will be better. Hopefully we won't lose this.
Yeah, I hope not.
You want to hear something weird? Todd just signed into Skype while I said that. Isn't that bizarre?
Freaky. That's freaky.
That's freaky. So I'm excited. We're going to have a lot of fun. We are going to be able to hang out by the pool together. Girls, everyone in shape. I want you to get on diets now. I want everyone looking hot at Disney World. And Dana, this is the big thing. I'm going to send out press releases the month before we go. Everyone's going to know that there's a Happy Housewives Club going to Disney. Inside Edition and all that stuff.
Okay? So let us down. We got to be hot, happy housewives.
Right. I want everyone to look like a bunch of hot mamas. We are going to represent the housewives of the world. We're going to look great. I better not see anyone coming with, like, T-shirts and sweatpants. Unless they're tight.
We'll send out a memo on what you can and can't wear. I think it's a great idea. I love it.
That's a good idea. We should send out a memo. What's allowed, what you can and can't wear.
Oh, my God. It's all part of the plan, girls. It's part of making everybody into a robot.
Well, you know what it is? After I read the post that Bev wrote about her husband, it started to make sense to me, Dana, that really this is like a big plot of mine to get all the women at Disney World so I can kind of mentally brainwash them
Stepford
to do what
wives.
I want them to do. And then they're going to go out there and be little happy housewife robots and just chant the words, Darla Shine, wherever they go. What do you think?
I think you're right. And actually, Phil's been calling it the cult for a while now. Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah, he's like, so, are you and Darla working on the cult?
So, do you think you're going to bring Phil and the girls?
You know, I don't know. I would love to because we've been wanting to, take the girls to Disney World, but we got to see what the money situation is.
Well, you have plenty of time. This is why I didn't do it this spring. This is why you have plenty of months, everyone, to save up for this trip. Mm-hmm. This is going to be if you're ever going to go to Disney World, this is the best time to go. And I'm going to tell you why. Because we have worked out a huge package deal, which means you're never going to get a cheaper week at Disney. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So if you were planning on taking your children to Disney World, this is the time to do it. And don't, tell your husbands not to worry. They're not going to be sitting around with a bunch of cackling hens, gossiping and talking bad about them. This is a fun trip for families and happy housewives. And if you don't have your kids, you can sit by the pool and have a margarita. And if you have your kids, you can go, take them to Animal Kingdom and hook up with other families. I think it's going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to sending Bill off with the kids and just hanging out with some of the women and going maybe to a spa. That would be nice.
Oh, that would be so much fun. I would love that.
So we're going to set up a lot of these great things. It's going to be a wonderful memory. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I really hope all the girls can come. 200.
200, yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. So.
Well, actually 198 because I've got a spot and you've got a spot. So.
And we're not staying together, Dana. We did that once before. That
Hell
was a fiasco.
No. Oh, that was a mess.
Well, it wasn't
girls?
A mess really for girl. It wasn't a mess for us. It was a mess at the hotel because they thought we were lesbians. And I was upset because Dana, not for nothing, you would not be my type.
Devastated.
If I'm gonna go for a lesbian, it's gonna be like Ellen DeGeneres' girlfriend. She's cute.
Portia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be more my type. She's very European looking. According to Oprah, we all really are lesbians. We just don't know it.
Well, she's speaking out of her own experience or feeling, whatever. But, yeah, I forgot about the lesbian thing. Oh, gosh, that was funny.
Yeah, well, let me tell you girls a story. When we went to California to speak to the moms, we stayed in – I booked this one place in – was it Santa Cruz? Not Santa Cruz. Padre – what was it? San Padre?
You mean the first place we stayed?
No, not that hotel, not that Holiday Inn. That other one, that gorgeous. Anyway, in this beautiful town. I forgot. Maybe it was Carmel. I don't remember. This gorgeous town. This hotel room was like $600 a night. It was gorgeous.
It was beautiful.
It was
absolutely
beautiful.
Beautiful.
But there was no way I was paying for Dana to have her own room because it was too expensive. So I think we'll stay in together in this big, beautiful room. It really was big enough, Dana, right? It was gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. It was stunning. I loved it. Yeah.
What was that hotel? I can't remember now. Los Gatos.
The
name of the town was Los Gatos.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think the hotel was Casa de something.
Casa
Anyways.
Del Mar? Anyway,
yeah,
if you're
going
to go to
like
Los
that.
Gatos, look up the hotels. There's like two hotels in town. Look for the really expensive, beautiful one. So anyway, we get to the hotel, and we had to go meet the girls from Total 180, who started a magazine, and I got everyone to subscribe to it, and then they stopped the magazine, never gave anyone their money back. But anyway, forget that. So,
over it now. She's moved on.
We go to meet these girls, and when we come back from the hotel, it was like 9 o'clock. I was starving, and they had this beautiful restaurant in the hotel. We walk over. The restaurant had plenty of open tables, and, like, they wouldn't seat us. Right, Dana?
Right.
And I was throwing a fit, but I am such a lunatic when I'm hungry that I knew that if I opened my mouth, I would the New York crazy Italian Darla would come out. So I said, Dana, go and get us a table. So, Dana, I don't even know what you said, but the woman comes up to me. She's like, well, your partner, so we'll get you a table in the back, and you could draw the curtain so you two can have romance and privacy.
Yeah, so, I told
Dana,
her.
Did you tell her that we were having an affair?
I did. I'm like, man, I'm trying to impress this lady, and
I said to her, I said, this girl works for me. We are here on a business deal. I said, it's so offensive for what you just said to me. And second of all, let's say we were lesbians. Let's say we are here on a night of romance. I said, who are you? What are you kidding? It's a public place. What are you outing us like this for?
And guys, this is like the mild Darla. Your ears would have curled if you would have seen her in action. She's good.
Yeah,
she's
that
good.
Girl, I feel bad for her. I think she probably overdosed that night. And I was with her. But at that time, I was co-hosting the national radio show, the number one syndicated show in the country. So I told her, and then I got the manager, and I told the manager that I would be trashing their restaurant every day. For like 2 weeks. And I did. I went on the radio every day and I told the story of the ignorance of the manager at that restaurant. And I can't remember the name now, but I trashed him for like 2 weeks straight. But on top of that, this is what I realized. It must be more normal to be a lesbian couple in Los Gatos, like, because they just assume we were lesbians because we went out to dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
I guess no women go out to dinner together on a Saturday night. Well, that's what she said. She says, well, it's a Saturday night. Usually people are with their spouses.
Ooh, baby. Yeah.
Oh, that was funny. That was so funny. But anyway.
See, Happy Housewives Club is your front, like Oprah, you know. It's really a front.
This is it. I'm really a lesbian looking to get all the women in Disney World so I could have sex with them in an orgy style in Disney World and then kill them. And then kill them. Speaking of which, I want to make this clear. I make no money off of the Disney World trip. No money. Mm-mm. Girls, the trip, Christina, who's a former travel agent, books the trip in a package deal with Disney World. Do you understand? And then you pay for your trip. You're not paying any money to Happy Housewives Club. All right? So there's no money coming to Happy Housewives Club, in case anyone's thinking that. Darla's getting rich.
Uh-oh,
well,
not
me going
another
to
one
Disney
of those.
World. What?
Not another one of those.
Yeah, I can't deal with that. Darla's getting rich. I mean, I should be making money off of the trip. I should be, but I'm not.
Then you can hire more hoes.
I need to. Well, so far I only have two hoes, you and Camilla, who is our the woman who has been running the technical end of the website that no one really sees because she doesn't post. But Camilla is doing a fabulous job. I love her.
Yes.
The website looks fabulous. She makes the changes quickly. She's a stay-at-home mom who lives in Santa Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully Camilla will be able to join us. She has a little baby. And, you know, for people who have little babies, don't use that as an excuse. I took my Connor to Disney World when he was 6 months old. It's better. You strapped him in the stroller, and they're happy. They see Mickey Mouse. They're thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I thought it was the perfect spot for us to go to. So I think it's going to be good. We'll have a good time.
I love the idea that it's going to be warm. I am so sick of cold weather, I could puke.
Yeah, but by the time fall comes, you'll have had summer, and you will be sick of the hot weather.
Well, yeah, but maybe going to Florida will get me through the winter next year. I don't know.
I don't know. Well, I'm just hoping that this cold weather kills off all the germs. In fact, they're saying the viruses this winter have been so strong, stronger than any time before, and they're hard to kill off. They're not able to kill off this particular stomach virus that's going around. And it's like this severe stomach virus that dehydrates you. People are dying all over the country. It's an epidemic. Have you heard about this, Dana?
I've seen different posts on blogs and stuff about people being down with the stomach flu, but we have not been sick this year.
Well, knock wood.
Yep.
Because that's the worst. We went to Disney World, if you remember, for Thanksgiving, and we all got this stomach virus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it was so strong that Bill picked us up from the airport. He hadn't seen us all week. And by the next morning, he was throwing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then my father, who only saw us for like 5 minutes, who came over to pick up some turkey on Thanksgiving for my sick mother, who saw me at the door, went home and started throwing up.
Wow.
So, yeah, in fact, girls, when you are going to fly, when you are going to travel, take airborne. Drink it on
yes.
the plane. I swear by this stuff. I think it's fabulous. I think that it stops whatever's starting in your body. And, you know, this virus, I'm just disgusted, and I'm hoping that the cold weather is going to kill some of these viruses off.
Yeah. Yep.
And so that's it, Dana. So that's the big news of the day. I'm happy it's off of my chest. Well, and I just have to laugh at everyone trying to guess what it is, and the women are already getting crazy.
And Heather, no, I got to send a shout out to Heather. You know, it was good that you were trying, but I did not give in. I had a lot of the girls trying to get me to say something. I did not give in. Do you believe
they,
that?
Like, private messaging?
Yes, yes.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm warning everyone. I don't want to hear anyone complaining that we're going to Disney, because this is it. It's set. It's done.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then if this goes well, next year, the following year, maybe we'll plan something else, something,
we need
know,
to,
cruise.
Yeah, next year we need to plan something for the West Coast girls, like go right. that way instead. So
we'll go that way. But this is, even if you're on the West Coast, you know, you can always get cheap flights to Florida. You can. Florida is like the whore state. You know, and we're all a bunch of hoes, so it's perfect. You really can always get cheap fare to Florida. And also, you can get very cheap fare to Las Vegas. But I figured that this was better for a family trip.
Yeah.
And so that's it. It's Friday. I have a lot to do. I am off to go grocery shopping. And I have 3 birthday parties for my kids this weekend. So I have to go buy gifts. Everyone wants a Webkinz.
A what?
So, Webkinz. Have you your kids started with the Webkinz craze out there?
No. What is it?
It's really a cute idea. The Webkinz are these little stuffed animals that come with a code. And what happens is you go on the computer to Webkinz.com, you put in your code, and your Webkinz has a virtual life on the computer. So you make a house for it, you design its bedroom, you decorate the house. It's cute. And each day you have to go on the computer and feed the Webkinz, take care of the Webkinz. Do you understand? Make the Webkinz uh-huh. work. The Webkinz gets a job, and you do little jobs to earn money for the Webkinz so it could buy food. It's like this little virtual reality kind of pet on the computer. It's cute.
Uh-huh.
And everyone over here is obsessed with it.
Oh, great.
In fact, if anyone sees koala Webkinz around the country, I need 2 koala Webkinz sent to me. We cannot get them in New York.
Why? Did you eBay?
They're sold out. They're
Did you
sold
check
out. No, I didn't check eBay. I should do that.
Yeah, check eBay.
I have to do that. So, Dana, the cat is out of the bag. I am excited. You have a great weekend.
You
and
too.
Girls,
Monday.
Next.
Oh,
what?
Sorry. Sorry. Wait. I was going to say Monday, budget boot camp. Woohoo!
Well, that's good. I was about to say that. Girls, look out for budget boot camp on Monday. Dana, is there anything you want to promote about budget boot camp?
Just that we've worked really hard on it, and I hope it's up to what everybody's expecting, and I'm excited. I am very excited.
The way it's going to work is this. Once you go and sign up for Budget Bootcamp, you'll get an email welcoming you, and then at that point, you're going to obviously go to the Budget Bootcamp page. You're going to read about all the new information. Every week, there'll be new statistics, new articles, new information to keep you up to date with what's going on in the financial world that will help benefit you. But when you sign up, you're going to be expected on the forums. You're going to get your own personal thread, which Dana's going to create. And each day, you're going to go in there, and you're going to update how you saved money and what you spent.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be accountable for making your goal, and you're going to have a goal set for yourself. So you're going to go into the forum, into your personal thread that Dana's going to make, everyone personal thread. And on that thread, it's going to have little things. It'll say goal, problem, you know, money spent, money saved. And then you'll update it for yourself because you need, it'll be like an online journal. You need to see what you're doing with your money to be able to fix your life. And we need to see what you're doing with your money. It's just like, it's going to be just like Weight Watchers.
Yes.
For money. And yes. We're going to judge each other and we're going to be on each other's backs.
Yep.
And I'll tell you, I have for 2 weeks not gone anywhere but the grocery store. Uh-huh. I haven't spent any money on crap. My, you know, my goal, Dana, is to, you know, not waste so much money on stupid things at Target. You know, and even the other day I went into Sears and they had all these cute plastic cups and plastic dishes for summer. I love buying all that stuff. You know, those colorful things.
Yep.
They're so cute. But I have plenty of it. So I just force myself not to buy any of it.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. And we're going to have a contest, a monthly contest, and, you know, you'll be able to win a prize and, you know, to try and keep you motivated to reach your goals. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of cool things. So it's exciting.
And everyone on your personal thread, you're going to have a savings sort of what we call it, like accounting tool, where each week when you put your money into your cookie jar, you know, you're going to see how much you save, okay? And so let's say you could save $100 a week or $50 a week. You take $40 of that money and you go and put it in the bank. Our goal is for everyone to have a bank account, for everyone to have some money for a rainy day, for everyone to have savings and retirement, college funds.
Yes.
You can do this even if you have no money. And this is what we're going to teach you to do. Even, you know, everyone thinks they have no money at the end of the week. And you know what? No matter how much money you make, everyone's in the same boat.
Exactly. Exactly. And you're going to be amazed at how much you needlessly spend. And if you can cut back on what you are spending and kind of take yourself into rein and establish those goals for yourself, you'll be amazed. Even if it's a dollar a week, it's a dollar more than what you're saving right now.
Right. And we have Dina, who a lot of the girls don't know. But Dina, she is going to teach us how to invest money. Dana is going to be the one who teaches you how to get by and help your household budget. But Dina is going to teach us how to invest money because, you know, many of us can invest. We think that we can't, but we can take our money. We can buy real estate. We can buy money. We can go into the stock market. There are ways to make your money grow. And I'm interested in that because I opened an IRA on my own. Every woman should have an IRA.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to work on things like that. So it's going to be very exciting. Dana, you better get to work. You have a lot to do. So
I
you've do. Got, we have to hang up. Dana has to go to work. Budget Boot Camp is going to be up on Monday. Stay tuned for the huge launching of the Budget Boot Camp. And everyone have a great weekend.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye.